Hey, everybody, it's Wendy. Real quick, before we get to the episode, I want to remind you that if you are in and or around Buffalo, New York this weekend, I'm going to be there performing live in person. I mean, behind a plastic face shield, but it'll be me standing up in front of you to touch. Well, you can't touch, but you know what I mean. I'm going to be there opening for Christina Hutchinson. It's going to be super fun. Seating is limited. They're trying to be as safe as possible, so get tickets before they sell out. The shows are this weekend, July 23rd through the 26th. You can get tickets at ChristinaHutchinson.com. The link to the tickets is in the show notes. Also, thank you to everyone that came to my first show live from The Matrix. That was a fun experimental show. I had a great time. I hope you guys did too. I'm going to be doing more of those. And the next one I have on the books is August 1st, Saturday, August 1st. Now, this is a kind of a thing. I'm going to try and see how this fucking plays out. I'm doing the show for people in Australia and New Zealand. I'm getting messages from you guys. And I thought, well, shit, if we're doing it in The Matrix, I can do it anywhere. The time for that show, this is going to be Saturday, August 1st. If you are in Australia, it's 7 p.m. And if you're in New Zealand, it's 9 p.m. I don't know if their time zones are different across those great countries. I don't know. I didn't really look that up. I know in Brisbane, it'll be 7 o'clock. And in Auckland, it'll be 9 p.m. So that's Saturday, August 1st. I am going to charge tickets for that show only because that is going to be 5 a.m. here in New York City, which means I will be spending all of the proceeds on caffeine and or eye cream. To get tickets for that Matrix show, email me, wendystarlingtix@gmail.com. Again, the link to that email address is also in the show notes. And see, look at that. I was so aware. I think I only said like twice. So well done. And I think that's it. All right. We love you guys so much. We hope you are doing well and staying safe. Thank you for listening. Thanks for being here. And I guess we'll talk to you. Well, we'll talk to you in about as soon as Rick's done. All right. Hit it, Rick. That goddamn world keeps spinning around. And so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away. From going insane, put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the pussy fucking, with the pussy fucking, with the pussy fucking.
Well, unfortunately, I'm recording.
Oh, so am I.
Oh, great. Oh, great.
Yeah.
Your mom's just had a little pre-show talk. Guys, from like a listener standpoint, have you noticed like a marked change week to week? or has it just been so bad from the beginning that you're like, no, this pandemic, no pandemic? Seem exactly the same.
Well, what's fun is like, week to week, we'll either be like, we're either both real giddy and fired up. And so we're like, your mom's had a pre-show chat and we were being so funny for like 35 minutes that we just couldn't even stop being funny to hit record. And then today we're like, we had to solemnly, like, not even make eye contact. We're just like, well, no. This is the fucking shit that's going on with me. As we stare at the floor like a dog that shit.
We weren't looking at each other. I also don't think I could look at you if I had to. I can barely keep my eyes open right now.
Yeah.
If I, like, you know, like, little, I think I'm finally at the point, we know we've been complaining about being tired from the beginning, but I'm at, like, such a deep point of just, like, physical and mental and emotional exhaustion.
Yeah.
I think I could finally, like, have the peaceful sleep of a child. Like, you know when a kid's like, I don't want to take a nap. I'm not tired. And just like all like amped. And then they sit down or you just lay and you go, okay, yeah, just lay down. And then they're asleep within like 4 seconds.
Uh-huh.
I think if someone was like, no, just close your eyes. I think I could fall asleep with the microphone in my hand right now.
Oh, I believe that you
could. Let's try it. Wendy, quick. Fucking tell me to close my eyes. Please. Okay. Please, God.
Okay. You don't have to sleep. Megan, you don't have to sleep. Just close your eyes and breathe. But you can stay up all night long if you want, but just close your eyes while you stay up.
I just closed my eyes for about 4 seconds and I it's hard to keep them open right now. I look stoned.
See, I don't think so, but
so cool.
Yeah, I know. That's, I feel the same. My eyes are closing, but it's because of like wild allergies, which I cleaned all my shit out, and then the heat. But I've been napping a lot, which is great.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I'll take like a panic nap for 20 minutes and then wake up and be like, every decision I've ever made has led me to some fucking crazy pit, and I gotta find a way out of this. I gotta find, I'm trying to like,
get out of the pit.
Some fucking blitz move. I'm like, okay, now what's the move? And then every, but dude, can I tell you, this morning when I was up watching Squawk Box, my favorite, my favorite true crime show, watching the American stock market.
Yep.
Over the weekend, or no, it was Monday, with the stock market. This is how bullshit, like I get stressed out about money and I got to find a place to move. And everyone in the group chats, hey, you guys are killing it on those Patreon group chats. I was going back and forth with someone in our group chat. I'm not going to say her name, but we were. Like,
or his name.
Or his, their name. Names are fluid. When we started this podcast, do you guys remember when we were like being funny, like we're going to start a compound, LOL. Now we might have to, just for financial reasons.
I mean, first of all, I want to be very clear here. I was never being funny about that. That was very serious.
I'm honestly thinking about, there are a few people in our chat and I was like, I've been like, when should I jokingly ask like, hey, so we all need a place to live. We're all moving. Let me rent a bedroom from you. Like, I swear, like, I'm like at that point where it's like, we might all just have to like truly make jam on a farm.
Well, and then it's fun. Like, where's that jam farm going to be?
As of right now, St. Louis has the cheapest fucking rents. Dude.
Yeah,
some chick on some, well, the, and it's real cheap because we'll all, we, you guys can all sleep in my bedroom in Megan's house, which is free. No, we're all going to pay money.
Yeah.
Some chick on Twitter I saw, I think she lives in LA or New York, she posted some tweet that went viral and she said, I'm losing my mind looking at rent prices in St. Louis. And it was like, just like a two bedroom, $600 a month. Like what the fuck? And cheaper.
Yeah, no. Well, okay. Cause that's what we were looking at before we ended up getting this house, was we were looking up to like $850. Cause it depends on like the neighborhood you're, this is all in the city of St. Louis, but you can find places legitimately like $450. I mean, to like Preston's musician friend, his place, which you didn't go to, but it was kind of, it was like, it's like better than the Airbnb we were at.
Oh, wow.
Like fancier. And that place, I mean, he might as well be in LA. He has a one bedroom. I don't, I mean, it's not natural. It's not $2,000 a month, but I do think it's like $1,200 or $1,400 for one bedroom in a massive complex, but it's like got a bunch of amenities, whatever. But you can get, I mean, like the neighborhood we're moving to, you could get a really, really nice, like two bedroom, small building, like maybe like a, you know, a duplex or a fourplex with parking for like $700.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. And it's like,
and like nice, like hardwood floors, like really nice.
Yeah, I've been looking there, Miami, just because, well, rent prices in New York are dropping. And so it's just a weird, like, but the whole key is just like, calm down and think about it. But there's, everyone's in such panic mode. And you know what actually relaxes me? And this might not work for a lot of people. I want to go back to Squawk Box where you think about like, how do I make money? How do I, the economy's collapsing and everything and blah, blah. And first of all, America's the only country with a credit score. So like our whole fucking economy is a pyramid scheme. And yesterday when the markets opened, they call it Green Monday. And it was like, I guess the markets were like surging yesterday. They were fucking, if you looked at the stock market, you would think the American economy is booming. And in one day, yesterday in one day, Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos combined increased their wealth by $19 billion. Jeff Bezos increased his wealth
Thank God.
Jeff Bezos, I think, was $13 billion and Elon was $6 billion in one day. And when I saw that, I was like, okay, well, this whole thing's a scam. I got to relax because this is money's like, money cannot be real at this point. Like, there's just no way.
I mean, truly, that much money isn't real.
No.
Like, that's an amount of money that's not real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is, $1 billion might as well be cryptocurrency.
Right.
Like, that is just absolutely, I've been so worried about both those guys.
I know.
You know? Just, like, with everything going on, people can't pay their rent. People are losing their homes. People are losing their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people that have never had to, you know, go to, say, food banks or, you know, churches to pick up food that are having to do that now. I'm just so grateful.
Mm-hmm.
It's just two less people I have to worry about. Because I've been like, how many billions do they have? Is it enough? Are they going to be able to get to the other side of this pandemic with only tens of billions of dollars?
Yeah, well, think about it. The homelessness crisis that's happening, where people are just losing their homes. And I know you're like, well, how does that affect you guys? What you guys are being, what was this, like a bit? It's not a bit, because Jeff Bezos owns Amazon. What is Amazon's business? Is they deliver things to your home. So if people are homeless, there's no place to deliver these goods. So Amazon is losing customers.
Yeah, exactly. So we gotta, again, we've talked about this a lot. Of course, worry about yourself. Mm-hmm. First and foremost, because you can't love anybody if you don't love yourself, right? Is that how it goes? I don't know.
I like that's the analogy. Like the standard one is like, you know, like at an airplane, put your mask on first or whatever. You get the analogy, but it's like, you can't love anyone. Like, we get super intense, right? Where we're like, look, you guys are never going to find love
if you don't care about Jeff Bezos. But really, I mean, how are you supposed to, you need to be empathetic of others.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, put your mask, love yourself and put your mask on first. That's what we always say here at Pussy Fart Gang. But after that, you need to have empathy for your fellow human. What could you imagine if Jeff Bezos didn't make $13 billion yesterday? How would he feel? How would he? I mean, just like gross.
Yeah.
And poor. How are you going to make a new tit monster?
I know.
These are real world problems, you guys. These are real fucking world problems.
Yeah.
And if you don't get it, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, and not only how are you going to buy a new tit monster, but like, how are you going to maintain the one that you have? Because the upkeep on those things.
Oh, we're talking serious cash. I'm doing the money finger rubby thing.
Yeah.
Can the you guys hear that?
On those bad boys. I only have two tits. They're not even that big. And the exercise, stretching, lotion, the shit you got to do to maintain just the appearance.
I mean, imagine when a whole body of tits.
Yeah.
And internal organs made of tits. Do you know how much a tit heart costs to just fucking keep working? Keep pumping? And blood cells, bunch of tiny little tits. Because really, a blood cell already kind of looks like a tit. You just mm-hmm. got to throw a little nipple in the middle.
Hello.
But I mean, that's a lot of blood cells. And they all have to be perfect. You don't want one dangler. Ugh.
No. And they like the blood is pumping through a tit heart. It's not like a regular heart where there are a lot of different veins. You got one exit and entry point, baby. And that's that nipple in the middle. And so, I mean, it takes a lot longer. You need also meditation. Tit monster, you got to meditate because you can't get all fired up because you don't have, again, a lot of passageways for blood. It's going nipple to nipple. So it's like, it just, I imagine it takes a lot of money to upkeep. You know,
it takes a lot of money to upkeep. Also, you know, the life of a tit monster owned by a billionaire is very stressful. So that's the other reason meditation is incredibly important.
Yeah. I mean, the Calm app is what, $70 a month? I don't know. I don't even know what even real information is anymore, because I put on the news for like 5 minutes and I'm like, fuck this. And then I go on Twitter and it's just, you see all that, and you're like, I can't do this. I cannot do this. So I saw some tweet that was like something meditation app costs $69. And I'm like, I'm out. I can't do this anymore.
I mean, at least it costs $69.
Yeah. Hello. Wow. I was like, nice.
It's $69.420.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
Yeah. I know that would make it more dollars, but it's not the point.
Yeah. The point is that it's a cool set of numbers.
The point is I am a sleepy baby. So if you think you're getting fucking any sort of sensical, I was going to say nonsensical. And I was like, what's the opposite of nonsensical? Sensical.
Nice. I like it. It's to try to keep my apartment cool. Thank God I have these curtains. It just is a weird, I got to say, if anyone's not violently cycling up and down from like elation to depression, good on ya. It's, I really like, I try to wake up early, but then it's so hot that I like the natural sunlight, but the sunlight beating into my bedroom slash bathroom slash kitchen slash litter box heats up the whole place. So I have to like draw the blinds and I'm like, oh, this is good for depression. This is going to be good for your
sitting
mental
in
health.
A dark room, a hot dark room.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I don't know a single person that's doing fine, by the way. Not a single person. And if you are, you're fucking lying. And Jeff Bezos, we thank you for listening. I'm glad that we finally got you as a listener. Because I think the only way you could be feeling fine right now is if you're fucking a monster made of tits and have all the money. Just all of it. Just straight all of it.
It's such a, like, it's, I really have, I know they're like the saying where they say like, oh, as you get older, if you're liberal when you're younger, as you get older, you'll become more conservative and like fiscally. And I know I see this a lot of the stuff on Twitter, but like I've flipped because I think when I was younger, because I always like, we grew up really poor and like, you know, it's like you just fucking work two jobs and bust your ass. And it's a very like, yeah, we'll just work harder and you can, but the situation we're in now, it's so ridiculous that it's like, share some of your fucking money. And it's not even about like, it's just about like having compassion. It's crazy to me that people don't have like basic compassion. Like Jeff Bezos, and I know people say this, and it's like, he doesn't need to trade places with me. And like, okay, well, if you really weren't an evil tit monster haver, you would live in my apartment and give me your mansion.
That was, with each word was a new struggle.
I know.
each individual word was your mental pandemic. Like, yeah. Just...
I'm essentially recording from like a weird mud hut sauna in the middle of the desert.
Great. That sounds like we could charge a lot of money to stupid middle-aged white women to get in there. Just saying.
And I imagine...
Gotta hustle.
You gotta hustle. And I was... I wasn't reading something again. I saw like a blip of it on Twitter and I'm like, this is my new religion. I believe this as a fact for all time and eternity. But I've heard different things where cat piss, like cat urine, the smell of that can make people go crazy. It can induce psychosis.
Ammonia. It's ammonia. Ammonia.
Mmm, the sweet, sweet ammonia. Well, I know ayahuasca is expensive, but I mean,
I like where this is going.
I also cleaned, the only cleaner that was available when I bought cleaning products a couple months ago, it was whenever
was
everyone
cat
was buying
piss.
It. The only thing available was cat piss. And I know human piss is good for cleaning out a wound and disinfecting.
Is it?
Well, like a jellyfish bite? No? Sting? Jellyfish sting or bite? They don't have teeth. Jellyfish sting.
I sting, but I do like you taking this one step further to just flushing all wounds.
Yeah.
with hot human urine.
Well.
Callers call in. Is this
call
doctors?
In. And also, show me the study that proves me wrong. And.
I love that that's our new thing. It's like, show me the fucking study that, I'm sorry, has there been a study that you are definitively not supposed to piss in all wounds? I'm talking all wounds. So, no, they're, okay, then shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Until you come to me with a study that says human piss is...
Shez?
That shez. Oh, I might have to open a window. I know it's really loud, but I'm going to have to open
open a window so you don't
window.
Die.
Yeah, it's like...
Are we at a game show now?
Yeah,
open
this window.
That
window. And I want you guys to know, I've walked away from the phone. I cannot see Megan. We did that in perfect sync while I am not looking at her.
Oh, I do not think that was in perfect sync.
I think it was. I hope I don't break my fucking radiator because I had to, I'm at this point, whatever. And I found out this place is not being sold or rented out furnished if I ever leave. So I don't have to be stressed about all the cat scratches on the shitty couch. So I'm letting this cat fuck up this couch. I'm breaking the goddamn radiator. I'm just walking on walls. I don't care.
So are they like changing the building? Is that what they're doing?
I guess, yeah. So my neighbor, Officer Rick, who's very generous with his, I jokingly
donuts.
Was like, with his donuts and his guns, because I asked him how many guns he had. And he goes, I have six.
And he said, how many do you need?
Yeah. And I jokingly, I was like, can I borrow one for like a like an Instagram photo shoot I'm going to do in my apartment? He's like, yeah, let me know. And I was like, I was joking, but now I am 100% serious.
No, thank you. Please. Can I get Officer Rick's numbers just for fun?
Yeah.
And definitely not to be like, don't give Wendy a gun, please.
Dude, he, again, I think I told you it was a few weeks ago when he was like coming in the door with a pizza and he was like, he was like, hey, I was like, hey, how's it going? I'm going to go for a walk. He goes, oh, I'm going to watch a movie later if you want to come over.
And yeah, come eat this pizza off my dick.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, okay, maybe. And he goes, yeah, my friend Lisa's going to come. You should come hang out and watch a movie with us. And I was like, oh, I'm good. Thank you so much. It happened again last night.
With Lisa?
I was going outside to throw out the trash and then take a fourth walk to like acclimate myself to the heat so that when I come back into my hot apartment, it's a little bit cooler. And I'm like, oh, this feels nice. I'm like, it does not feel nice. It just doesn't feel as terrible as the outside. So I was going out for a walk. And they were coming in, they had a pizza, they had two bottles of wine, and I was like, oh, hey, guys, and he goes, hey, and he goes, we're going to watch a movie if you want to, you want to come and join us? He asked me again to go watch a movie with him and Elisa, and I said, no, thank you.
I mean, also, he could just be being friendly.
I don't think so.
Okay. You're probably right. This is a weird sex game.
I just think it's I think it's weird. But he lives across the hall, so he probably hears me in here just talking to myself all the time, so he's probably just feel sad for me.
No, see, like, you're in there being like, they are trying to fuck me. I cannot go in there. They're going to tie me down with pizza, knock me over the head with a bottle of wine, and fuck me. And him and Lisa are in there going like, I really think we should reach out. She's in there. There's never anyone in that apartment. She's always talking.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, there's pauses. She is having a convert. We need to do something. We are watching a woman crumble. We need to step in.
Right.
You're just like, stop trying to fuck me.
Yeah, that doesn't okay. Like, he's like, that's why he asked, because the last time that I saw him was when I asked a couple different times. Like, I was
for
like, I know we're joking, but can I get one of those guns? I just want to do a picture.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's like, oh, okay. Jesus.
Oh, my God. But he lives, so he's across the way, and we were talking as everyone's, like, the building just being vacated, and, like, a lot of big cities, and I was talking to him. I said, because he's in a one-bedroom, and so our rent, his is a couple $100 more than mine, and...
I didn't know they had one-bedrooms in there. I thought it was all studios.
Yeah, they have one bedroom, so they have bigger sizes. And I was like, so we're just talking, and we sat there in the hallway with masks on while the super was cleaning out all the vacant buildings. And I'm like, look at this shit on Zillow and Street Easy. Look how cheap units are. So he said to me, he was like, the other day when I kept asking him for a gun, he was like, yeah, we'll talk about the gun later, but he's like, let's team up and see if we can get our rent lowered. So we're going to try to team up. And
is his place furnished too?
Yeah.
So that's what they're doing. This is intentional. This is classic fucking big city landlord shit. This is what everybody in LA does all the time. Mm-hmm. They want you guys out of there because they're clearly flipping the whole building from furnished to unfurnished.
Yeah.
So they're just going to keep telling you no. They're going to be like, no, we're not going to lower the rent. Knowing you will leave, and then they're probably going to go in and fucking, you know, fix up the unit. That's what they're doing. Because also, they're year leases now, right? So it's not month to month. They're year leases.
Right.
Which, during a global pandemic, is a lot safer to have as far as making sure you're going to get your fucking money.
Right.
So that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're not going to lower either of your rents.
I know. It's pretty shitty.
No, because that's what they want to do. They want to make you mad and leave. They want you to be like, I can get a cheaper place somewhere else. And they're like, yeah, you can. So go, please.
Yeah.
So we can fucking get in there and get this fixed.
Ooh,
that's
now,
what it is.
Now I want to stay and let my cat just tear up all the furniture. Well, I looked. I mean, it's just as a wild, like, it's just, yeah, I look and you see places that look good. And then they scoop them up right away because no one's doing a short-term lease. And the places that are scooped up, like, right away. So, who knows? it's like something that I think about 2 times a week and I do research and then I have to shut it down because it just will like take over your whole brain and you can't, I just will be like, I just sit still and just fucking panic.
And I mean, I think you should leave New York for a while. Not forever.
Yeah.
But just to save money. If nothing's going on right now anyways, and I mean, California is just fully reshut down.
Mm-hmm.
So like everywhere in that fucking, it's like, it's getting bad. Everything's shutting down again. Everywhere. It's going to be everywhere. So it's like, even if you just left for 3 months and moved, do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because everything you're doing, you could do remotely.
Right.
Or and like in New York State, just out of the city.
Well, the thing in New York State, a lot of places around here, like a lot of the suburbs, are the prices are going up because that's what people are doing. And I honestly, like, it just like, and even I thankfully like had like good conversations with like my mom and stepdad where I was just, where I fucking screamed at them. And I was like, can we just like be, again, it's like, just be a compassionate human. Just be a human being for a second. And don't make it be everything's like a Democrat, Republican. It's like, it's so silly. I mean, we're going, it feels like we're headed towards a civil war, but when we were talking and she brought up, she was like, cause I'm like, I don't know where I'm going to go. They just bought a 2-bedroom condo in Florida on the West Coast, like on, like right by the beach. And if I am going to move to London or move around, like they love cats, you know what I mean? So like I could, but I thought about that too, where she was like, you could move here and I would, I could stand living with them and just recording someplace else. It's a whole thing to think. It's a whole fucking, it just is a weird, and then there's a weird pride thing that I know a lot of people are dealing with where it's like, you know, to be like, to have, but everyone's going through this where people have been working towards shit. Even like, I mean, people that own like restaurants and we're doing really well. And this airlines are losing billions of dollars a day or like millions of dollars a day.
Yeah.
And so.
No, I mean, that's, everyone's fucked.
Yeah.
Like in big city, like if you just think about, yeah, the rent for like Wendy, like if you just are a person that lives in New York and have, or LA or Chicago or San Francisco or fucking whatever, and your apartment rents a lot, think about how much the rent is for like a commercial space on like a major, like a restaurant, even like a little boutique restaurant. Like you're looking at like tens of thousands of dollars a month.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a restaurant, I mean, that's why margins are already so thin with operating a restaurant or any sort of small business, but especially restaurants. So if you're shut down for a month, and this is what we talked about at the beginning of this, you just are never coming back. It's like how you, what they were talking to that restaurateur guy on CNBC. And it's like, oh, restaurateur, like that means they own a lot of places and they're like very wealthy. And it's like, well, yeah, but not if their restaurants aren't operating.
Yeah.
You just have to close shit down.
It's, you just, it's just as crazy the thought of like living with, oh, you know what I just thought about? And I don't know if this would fly and I don't want to, I don't want to say his name on the podcast because I want to wait and ask him first. But I just thought of like a friend that I know who I go back and forth with and he was going to help me with my website. And he is like staying, he left the city and he's staying, his parents have like a home somewhere on the beach in Maryland or someplace. And he's just like crashing in their summer home. He's just there alone.
Yeah.
In like a 2-bedroom house. Maybe I'll be like, hey, buddy. We should work on my website together in your parents' home.
No, I think you should do, honestly, you have, like, you don't have a bunch of furniture you have to put in storage.
Right.
I mean, seriously, like, how much stuff do you actually have?
Not a ton. And I'm,
if you cleared out, like a carload?
Oh, yeah, a carload, easily. I could, yeah, a carload, not more than that. I could put, and the other thing too, and this is the benefit to having lived the way that you and I have always lived, which is to not accumulate stuff and essentially
being insane.
Yeah, being insane.
And vagabonds.
Right. The pictures, the only artwork I have are printed out black and white photos of me and my niece and nephew that my sister mailed to me. And those are taped to the wall with Lego stickers from the kids. So like my artwork is 1, 2, done.
I just have to make sure not to crinkle it. A lot of people when they're moving are worried about like cracking a frame or breaking the glass. You, I mean, it's even more dangerous because with you, they could just be mistaken for trash.
Correct.
For a random piece of paper covered in child stickers and thrown away. So really, which has more value?
I know.
Just saying, guys.
Yeah, so I have to make sure I don't crinkle my artwork or rip it. You don't want to rip that artwork, that fancy artwork.
That's even worse than a crinkle.
Yeah, but I'm going to go through my stuff and do, this is like when I worked on the cruise ship, because all my belongings I essentially carried on my person. And so I just did this, I got rid of like most of my clothes and donated my stuff. So I'm going to probably do that this week just to like mentally prepare for packing my shit up into 4 different suitcases and be.
I mean, I think because so what's the move here? Because it's already basically the end of the month.
I'm going to pay rent for this month because rent's due on the 5th. So mm-hmm. I'm going to pay rent for August and then like kind of make a decision based, like I'm going to just start reaching out to people. So I have a place to live for the month of August and then I'll have a decision by September and figure out where I'm going and what I'm doing. And
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. Because I think it just to like make, because now just to understand, like look at all your options and figure out like, okay, just because to set a deadline, and it's one of those things too, and I don't know, I think a lot of people have been going through this, but I mean, it's just one of those things where the pandemic, where it feels like, oh, this will probably be over in a couple weeks. And every day it's more of a realization of like, fuck, this is real. And it just sometimes hits you like a wave where it's just like, oh, this is okay. Well, fuck. You know?
And yeah.
And especially if you have to deal with like finding a place to live, it's super gnarly.
Yeah. No, I mean, the pandemic has, like I said, like California is shut down again. Everything's going to shut down again. They're trying to get kids to go back to school. If that happens, everything's fucked. This is fun. I didn't tell you this. I found out last night my dad tested positive.
What the fuck?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Where is he now?
He's still at that fucking, like, interim nursing home. And so now he can't go to the new place because he tested positive.
Fuck.
And if he fucking dies from COVID, and I have to fucking bear that fucking burden for the rest of my life, that he contracted COVID because I was trying to help him.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Dude, that, when did you find out? Did he tell you? Did a nurse call you?
No, the social worker called me at 10 o'clock. I was like, motherfuck. I said, like, she was like, and I was, I knew it. I knew he was going to test positive. He doesn't have any symptoms or anything, so he feels fine. But, like, I was just like, I fucking knew it. Because he's been such a dick about getting into this new place, and we've just been waiting for this COVID test. And I was like, I have a fucking feeling. I have a fucking feeling. So I'm just like, please, can I just get a fucking break? As much as I don't like my dad and I don't want to have to deal with this, like all of this, I really, if he's going to let it just be from like a heart attack or something, please fucking don't let it be because he got COVID, because I was trying to do the right thing and help a monster, and then he contracts it because I'm helping him. I can't have any more fucking shit on my back. Like, I can't carry any more shit. So please, again, heart attack, whatever. If he's got to go, great, fine. But can it please, please not be something that I technically am responsible for?
Jesus. Wait, when did he, but he feels okay. When did he find out? I mean, this,
yesterday, last night.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Dude. And so, here's what's fucked is now, so he has to stay there until he tests negative, but it's like, you're just sitting around in the same place that you got it. So everyone's just like passing COVID to each other.
I know.
It's like STDs in an old folks home. It's the same thing.
Exactly.
Old people are just passing shit to each other because they're like, Well, fucking, we don't have that long to live anyway.
Well, and then I asked, I was like, so what? And they were like, oh, he's going to be like, he's going to the red zone. I was like, oh, good. Like, hey, fucking people in the medical community that work with elderly people, you need to work on your verbiage, because that's like when they're like, your mother is actively dying, your dad's going to the red zone. I'm just like, okay, can we like, let's get like an English lit major or something, like somebody like some, let's get some more flowery, like softer language.
Or what we do is we can do someone that's a lit major, or we can get a bunch of little kids and have them name different stuffed animals. And then those are the things that we use. So instead of the red zone, it's like candy corn lollipop face. And that's where that's where your dad's going.
Yeah. So my dad's tested positive for COVID and is now in candy corn lollipop face.
Yeah. So I think that's what we do. I remember my brother... Or like we give kids a pet and we're like, name this pet. My brother was just a weirdo. Kids are just fucking so weird. I remember we had a cat. We found little kitties when we were little. And it was this cute little black kitty cat. And they were like, okay, what do you want to name the cat? And I picked like some cute name. And my brother was like, Slime Sucker. And they're like, okay, we're not naming a cat Slime Sucker. Fucking weird.
Anyway, Slime Sucker lived to 22.
Yeah. And then we're like, we're not naming it Slime Sucker. And then he was like, and then my brother's like, fine. And he goes, how about Apple to Eat? And he was just looking at stuff around the room. It's like, wait.
He was looking at stuff around the room. Where was the Slime Sucker?
Well, that was, so we called my mother. So we referred to my mother. Like I said, our family used to walk around naked a lot, and the starlings have big genitals. So that was like a fun... My mom had just come out of the shower, and he was like, Slime Sucker. And we're like, no. And technically, Jefferson, that's what you would, how you refer to your father, okay? So if we're being technical.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the red zone, it's like, it's already scary.
Yeah, I know. That's... So, yes. So he's... by himself now. So I asked, I was like, okay, so he'll be isolated for the next 14 days or until he gets a negative test. I mean, he's just going to lose his fucking mind. He's already so pissed he's still there.
Right.
And he tested negative like a week ago. So he got in the last week and I just like, ugh.
It seems sucks. So backwards because so he tested negative and they were like, great, you can stay in the general population. I'm using jail terms.
I know, Wendy.
It's fucking, this is, listen up, cunts. The people are like, oh, you don't get COVID. You don't wear a mask until you get COVID. Remember when the masking first started and they were like, it doesn't really help you. You're supposed to just wear it if you have it. It's like, listen, you dumb cunts. If we all were doing this shit in the first place, it wouldn't pass around. Like, that doesn't make any sense. And I understand that places are overcrowded, but it's like, you should be like, oh, did you test negative? Now you go into isolation, so you stay negative.
I know.
That's what makes more sense instead of like, oh, you don't have it? Great, we'll keep hanging out. Hang out in the green zone. And the green zone is literally fucking a pool. Go swim in. This is the green zone pool. It's the blue green
zone.
Yeah.
But like, so they're like, well, he won't have a roommate now. And I'm like, so wait, he could get a roommate? And they'll be like, yeah, another COVID positive patient. And I'm like, that seems crazy.
Yes.
So I don't know. I'm just like, I mean, I don't even know what to say at this point. If he fucking dies from this, I swear to God. I'm like...
It's obviously like, and I totally understand if I was in your position, I would be the same where I would be like, this is my fucking fault because I was trying, I should have just let him die of Burger King and alcohol poisoning with that fucking stupid bitch.
Yes.
And here's the thing is like, even though you logically know that like, hey, this is just, it's just a shitty thing and like I was trying to help... The way that your dad, because I don't know if you guys have paid attention. I don't know if go back in the archives. There's an episode literally titled, My Dad's a Huge Piece of Shit. I cannot even like, if I were you, like the cringe of even having to get on the phone with him because the thought that he would be like, this is your fucking fault. It's like, I'm done. Goodbye. Goodbye.
I know.
Goodbye.
I know.
Because a normal person would get sick and be like, I understand you were trying to help me. This woman tricked me and I was a dick to you and your mom. My whole life I was a fucking asshole and I'm really sorry. And this is not your fault. I don't want you to blame yourself for this. You were trying to help me. But that's not his pattern. So it's just like...
Yeah, also I think if my dad was capable of saying exactly what you just said, he wouldn't have been an asshole to me and my mom our entire lives. And he wouldn't be in the situation he has been in.
Yeah.
Just fucking, I mean, ugh.
It sucks.
I can't.
It fucking
sucks. I'm just like, please, can you just fucking not die and go to this stupid Lexington place and all of your money will go there every month and everything will be great.
Right. Be like, look, if you could stay alive, as soon as you get to Lexington Place, you drop that. You can get in your bed and fall and die in your sleep.
Totally. As long as it's not COVID.
Yeah. Anything else.
As long as it's literally not a thing that like I fucking you didn't have. And then you kept being like, get me out of this place. Get me out of this place. And I'm like, I can't. There's nowhere to go. Like everything was all set up with the fucking new place.
Right. They were just waiting.
Like literally just waiting for that COVID test. And he tested negative like the week and they needed a newer test.
This whole thing is so fucked. Like, it's the idea that, like...
I mean, I just wish that they'd taken... Because the other place, when he goes to that other place, he's going to need to be in a two-week quarantine anyways.
So why doesn't... I don't... This doesn't make any sense. Instead of keeping him there and putting him... And again...
I know.
It just seems like there's a lot of illogical, dumb shit going on. And specifically in America, there's just... It's not logical.
I know.
Or as some might use the term, illogical.
So now he's going to have to be here for 2 more weeks. Fucking hopefully only 2 more weeks. And then he's going to go to the other place and have to be there in quarantine for 2 more weeks.
It seems like you could just be like, okay, well, if you have to quarantine anyway, we'll just put you in an ET hazmat suit.
Yeah.
And just
why
sit
can't
your
he
fucking...
just go? It...
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. They have to protect like it because if. That this is what happens. Like the place he's at now, they were COVID negative. They nobody, no staff, nobody had it. And then the second wave or this continuation of the first wave
yeah.
got way worse in California. And it was like, because they'd already been doing COVID tests and a staff member tested positive. And that was like, almost 2 weeks, maybe 10 days ago, 2 weeks, 10 days ago. And then I started getting emails and it was like, okay, we're retesting people. Like we're testing everybody. So, and it was like, so far there's like 3 staff have tested positive and 1 patient. And it's like, okay. And then it's like 7 staff, 8 patients. And then the email yesterday was 9 staff, 20 patients.
Holy shit.
So I get, because once it's especially like in that environment, it's basically a fucking dorm.
Mm-hmm.
So once somebody has it, and sorry, old people, it's like fucking kids. They're just coughing with their mouths open. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and yes, all old people. All old people are gross. But it is like if you have dementia or you just like kind of also, it's like that when I, that, fucking, what was it? Was it Comedians in Cars or something? When it was Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks. And they're so fucking old, they went over to their house. And Mel Brooks, they were eating pastrami sandwiches. And Mel Brooks just had a piece of pastrami on the side of his face the whole fucking time. So it's like that just kind of happens. Either you don't give a fuck. You're like, yeah, I know there's pastrami on my face. I'm a million. Who cares? Or you just don't even realize there's pastrami there. So it's just like that. But so once it's there, it's fucking, I mean, that's been the whole thing with old folks homes, like nursing homes or assisted living or, you know, fucking lockdown dementia units, whatever. That's been the huge deal and why these places have been locked down and are remaining locked down is because once one person gets it, it just fucking spreads like wildfire. So who knows?
And it seems...
I know.
It seems fucked too because the logic of being like, well, he might get another roommate. It's someone that also has COVID. It's like, it's such a new virus that we don't really know a lot about that it's the same. If someone's like, well, what strain of herpes do you have? If it matches mine, we can, it's like, no, you can't still just fuck with open yeah. wounds on your private parts. Cause like they could combine and make a super disease. Like you still shouldn't be spreading shit and things are mutating inside people's bodies. And like, it's now where it's like affecting a blood disease. I heard something on the BBC yesterday that some woman who had no COVID symptoms, which this is, I mean, if we are living in a simulation and here's, this is the other thing that's been like actually calming me down is I had this conversation and we talked about it in the Patreon group chat and I think in the Patreon episode, but the idea that life is just chaos and it always has been. And the sense that you have control over everything has always been an illusion, and it's like a Buddhist thing. And so that's been relaxing to me, where I can calm down and be like, okay, but it's truly chaos right now. It's chaos, this virus. Yeah. Because nothing makes sense. There's no rhyme or reason. People are losing their homes and being kicked out to live on the streets. And these few people that own everything are continuing to gain billions and billions of dollars. It's like, this cannot be, this makes no sense. It's not fair and it's illogical. So you're like, okay, so everybody take the pressure off yourself for whatever situation you're in. Because that's the first thing, is stop being like, well, I'm a piece of shit if I can't get it together. It's like, no, no, no. This is fucking chaos. At this point, what's happened? And wherever your circumstance you're in, it's like, this at this point is not about like, well, if you would have worked harder and got a better job, it's like, no one knew this was happening. And this is all kind of like, it's like if you're doing freeze dance and you're fucking around and someone just...
Oh, I like whatever you say right now. On board.
Yeah.
Go.
You're playing freeze dance. You don't know when someone's going to tell you to freeze. And so you just dance around and you're fucking around trying to make your friends laugh. And someone goes freeze. And if you happen to be smart enough to be sitting in a chair or like leaning against a wall, then you're chilling. But if you were some dumbass up on one foot trying to do something funny to make your friend laugh, and then you freeze and you're like, how long do we freeze? You're like, oh, this freeze dance, you freeze for 2 weeks. So it's like, well, how?
This freeze is indefinite, actually.
Yeah, so like, so wait, well, this is not, I didn't know that this was going to happen. And, you know, and so it's like, well, I got to balance on one fucking foot this whole time. This is a nightmare. So it's like, it's not, that's a big thing I've been trying to tell myself, is like, relax. Everybody relax. And so if you are listening and you're someone who also is like, ooh, I might be a homeless person, even though I've been working really hard all my life. This is strange. Like, it just doesn't make any kind of sense. And even this virus too is like, this is where everything is like, this is all such bullshit. I can't, it's fucking crazy. Cause this thing I heard with the virus, again, it's not people like, it's just a regular flu. Okay. No, it's not. Cause some woman, and this was in the UK, was feeling like not feeling sick, not no coughs, no sniffles, but she started like feeling really strange, like just kind of mentally off and agitated and had these violent mood swings, and she'd never had any kind of mental health issues before. And then she started having like schizophrenic hallucinations where she was freaking out. Her husband was like, what's wrong? She was hallucinating that there were lions and monkeys in their home fucking with her and throwing shit at her. And her husband took her to the hospital and he was like, she's having a psychotic break. She believes there are like monkeys and lions. She is fucking losing her mind. So they ran a bunch of tests and the only thing they found, I swear, it was COVID, but they're like, it's a strain of COVID, but like it's somehow doing something to her brain. Cause my friends who are nurses, they're like, well, COVID, there are people that are sick and it's not respiratory and it affects their blood. So it's a blood disease in some people, and some people it's respiratory. And this is, there was some case where it was like, oh, now it's causing like mental psychosis.
It's fuck yeah,
dude.
This thing, I mean, this movie that we are all in is just getting wilder and wilder. It is. I mean, now my dad tested positive for COVID. Again, if I had to explain to someone just the last year of my life, I would sound like a crazed grifter at a fucking bus stop.
Correct.
Like, where it would just be like, okay, shut the fuck up. There's no way all of this has happened to you in the last year.
Yeah.
Like, it's when people like ask me what's, and I can't, like, with each new thing, I'm like, I don't even want to tell people this, because they're going to be like, shut the fuck up. Like, this bitch is lying. There's no way all this is going on.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, I don't want to tell people stuff. I'm just like, I can't. What? I don't even want to say it, but it's literally like every time I'm just like, how? How more? How more happened me?
How more happened me? Please explain, Tit Monster Haver. We need answers.
All hail, Tit Monster Haver.
Yeah, it does. It's where you break it down. You would sound like a schizophrenic person.
Yes. I would sound fucking crazy. Where it would just, people would be like, how much attention does this bitch need?
Yeah.
She's making up so much stuff. There's no way this all happened in a year.
Yeah, you're like, and then my father is being taken advantage of by the serial criminal.
Yes. And then I broke my ankle.
Doing what? Standing? And then I was on house arrest. I was bedridden at my best friend's house in California. And we would just do things like eat pizza and burn off leg hair. What?
It's true.
And then my dad caught this crazy virus in a hospital. But on the bright side, my homemade ham pies are in freezer sections in grocery stores.
Yes.
What?
It's like, what?
You know what? You know what you should do? You know, like...
Oh, and then also, we have a blind dog. Yeah.
Whose tongue, it's the tongue of the devil.
Oh, who's also apparently going to live forever because he went to the vet and his blood work is that of a 7-year-old dog. He's wildly healthy.
Shut.
He's never going to die.
Up.
So I'm also saddled with a fucking blind, lumping idiot that is like, because you can't, he can't just like exist in the world.
No.
Because he'll kill himself. So the rest of my life, he's going to fucking, Preston said it, he's like, he's going to outlive us. He's probably going to outlive my dad for sure now.
For sure.
Jesus Christ.
Louis, you know what you should do? You know how in the Dr. Bronner soap?
I should drink it and hope that it poisons me?
Yes. Well, that was going to be my number two suggestion. My number one suggestion would be on the Mister's pies and the Dr. Bronner soap. I don't know if you guys have ever read those. When I worked at Whole Foods, I remember I would just, you're putting stuff on the shelves. You're not really paying attention. You're opening boxes. You're just loading things up on shelves. You're not really paying attention. The Dr. Bronner soap, which is a Castile soap, has a lot of tiny print.
Yeah. It's like the whole bottle.
Yeah, it's a scroll of a tiny print of text. And I remember one time, it was a slow night, and I thought, let me read this. What the fuck does this even say? And if you guys are looking for a good time, and you want to check out a little bit.
What does it say?
You've never read it?
No, I just always assumed
it's
Megan? It was like all the things you could do with Dr. Bronner's.
Oh, no. So Dr. Bronner was this crazy, I think he was this German guy who, like a German Jew or something, and he defected from Nazi Germany. And he was, I mean, so he earned his psychotic breaks. And he started the soap, and his whole thing is like all one for everyone. And he believed that it's this crazy, like, religious manifesto about how we're living in a simulation kind of run by aliens and something about getting in a spaceship. I mean, I...
What?
We'll put the... Yes, it's fucking crazy. But you should do that. I remember reading it and I was like, oh, because I loved his products. And then I read it and I thought, I don't know if I can support this anymore because we're supporting an insane person. And he had videos online before he died that he made and he was like in his 70s or 80s. This old skinny tan guy, and he was like, this is the only soap you need for your life. And he would just take the soap and rub it on his body with a wash rag, and he was just like, this is the most clean you can ever be. It was just like a naked old man washing. Yes, I swear to God, this is real. I swear to God, these videos are real.
This is one of those I want it to be, and I also don't want it to be. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I want this to be a weird hallucination you've had, but I also want it to be real.
Oh, yeah. So first of all, it's called Dr. Bronner's Magic Soap. I'm now,
yes.
Now I'm doing over here on the fucking laptop. That's, I'm like,
she's reading. Her whole head moves, by the way.
I know. Well, because I'm looking, I'm like, no, that's not what I want. I don't want to order it. I want to read this label. This is the other part of the game
I do
show.
Like this idea that I should change the About Us section on our website to just be like, About Us. Are you fucking sitting down?
Yeah, and I think you should just... Oh, this is really interesting. They've changed it where they're like, oh, we're about sustainable practice. Nope, fuck you. But I think you should just have your life story be like the Dr. Bronner soap label where you just talk about, like, you guys ready for this? Hold on to your butts. Yeah, and just print out all the crazy story, everything that's happened. Dude, this is not going to, it's going to be not on here. They're not going to have it. Oh, what's up with the weird label on Dr. Bronner's soap? They're like, before we continue. Oh, yeah, his great all one God faith. God's
what?
Law. Uh-huh. It's all this crazy stuff about, this is like, they're not even, I was going to try to read it. It's so much. I'll put the link up here. It's the strange ramblings of Dr. Bronner. Okay, here we go. 12th, God bless the persecuted. They are alone are his chosen people. Those that did not suffer from persecution remain short-sighted, small! Exclamation point.
What?
Only those whose united, worked hard, only those who united, worked hard to survive Ice Age persecution, I shouldn't be reading right now, evolved into humane beings like Jesus, Mintz, Sils, Strauss, and Stas Zamenhof, brave to help teach all, every slave, the moral ABC of all one God faith. For we are all one or none. Listen, children, eternal father, eternally one. Exceptions? Question mark? None. Dude?
What? Did we write this?
Okay, so that was just one little thing. That was 12. So there are, I don't know how many points. And it sounds like something we would, now it's coming out of our mouths, they're probably like, what?
Oh, they if are. If someone transcribed us speaking, it would read very much like that.
Yeah.
Small exclamation point.
Dude, you need to write something like a manifesto like that on your Mr.'s Baked Goods as like a story. Yeah, when instead of like our story, like, where it's two sentences about like, oh, a farm in Connecticut. Your story would start with these motherfuckers, comma, and just like.
How much time do you have? Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I cannot believe it. The way that we're handling this and that your dad has COVID is fucking wild.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully it goes away or they just send him to the new place. This whole thing,
won't send him to the new place. If he goes anywhere, it'll be to a hospital.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just fucking.
Well, hopefully it cycles out because it'll be interesting to see. Because if it cycles out of his body and nothing happens, then we can keep hanging our hat on our theory that when you drink and fill your body with so much poison, it actually.
You're safe forever.
Yeah, it's like embalming fluid early. And so it's like you get Botox early. They're supposed to say get it early so you don't get the, you can't move your face around and make wrinkles. If you embalm yourself with drugs and alcohol early, you're already half dead, which it means like a zombie, you can't even be killed. So
stay tuned for my asshole father to prove our bad science.
Yeah, well, it's working with Louis. I mean, Louis's blind. Louis looks like a demon from hell, and he's at least, what, 11?
At least. The doctor was like, are you sure he's 10? That's what he said before he told me about it. He was like, are you sure? Because he's like 10, 12 around there. I'm not sure. And the doctor was like, are you sure he's 10? And I was like, I mean, he could be older. That's what I said. I was like, he could be definitely older. I don't know. And then he was like, oh, no, I meant younger. Because all his blood, I mean, he's just very, he's incredibly healthy. He's like a 7 or 8 year old dog.
What the?
He's going to fucking live for, I swear to God.
Every other owner would be super excited, but I can imagine you guys are like, okay, great. Good, good, good.
Yeah. We're never going to get a real dog. I'm never going to get my own tit monster if I've got this fucking blind thing I have to deal with.
I know. You
got
to drag his ass around.
Maybe if you just cover him in tits, that'll at least.
I know. Well, at least it'll be so expensive to upkeep that you guys, you know, will stop being able to afford food. You just starve to death.
Oh, I would look great.
Isn't that? Can I tell you? And I know we got to wrap this up, but if you are, I will say, we're trying to look on the bright side. You know what I mean?
I'm not anymore. I'm not. This is all you, lady. I'm fucking out. I am dark side all the way, baby.
Oh, God.
That goddamn world keeps spinning around. And it's so fucked up. It brings me down. I'm trying to figure out. With the pussy fucking.